And in our efforts to keep you completely updated on the situation in Oakland as it stands now, we welcome Alex Stone to the program. He is no stranger to KSRO and now ABC News reporter. Alex, you've been on the Oakland scene for a while now, right?
Oh, good morning. Yeah, we've been here since Saturday morning, and we've seen the numbers continue to go up. Last night, they were at 33 bodies that had been pulled out here. Now it's at 36, and we expect the number is going to keep going up. They've searched about 70% of the building. That's quite a bit of progress compared to last night when they were at 35 to 40%. But with 70%, the numbers did go up today. And now we're in this holding pattern where firefighters say the conditions are just too dangerous inside of the warehouse. There is a wall that is leaning. They're afraid it's going to come down. So until they can secure that wall, they've got engineers in right now. They're keeping firefighters out. Once they get it secured, then they'll go back in and they'll begin searching again.
Alex, I think one of the key things we're going to find out about this, there's a reason cities have codes, violations for where people can live and why there's sprinklers in rooms. Are we going to find out that Oakland is negligible in this thing and that they did not, or they turned a blind eye to where these people and the party ended up?
Well, there are a lot of questions about the building. We know that there had been a number of complaints about the building, and city inspectors had gone out only a couple of weeks ago to look at it, but couldn't get inside, so they left. Oakland city inspectors, there is a long history. They've had a lot of issues. In fact, there was a grand jury report that came out about 5 years ago saying that the grand jury actually recommended that city inspectors lose their authority as law enforcement because of a number of issues, issues of ineptitude and of inadequate training and of not following up on complaints that were made. It's that last one that could be an issue, in that it seems like a number of people made complaints about this warehouse and not a lot was done to follow up on it. So the city is launching an investigation into how it handled this warehouse and others like it, because there are some who say this isn't the only one around, that there are others that are like this that people are living in, that people are using for different reasons, but also the criminal investigation, which was launched last night, that will look into the organizer of the ghost ship, as it was known, the owner of the building. Are they culpable in some way? Right. That's where the criminal side will come into it.
It is 8:53 at KSRO. We are on the line, the live line, with ABC's Alex Stone on the scene in Oakland. Now, Alex, you've been there all weekend. Can you kind of set the stage for us as to what the feeling is, what the whole setting looks like right now?
Well, sure. During the overnight hours, it is lit up in floodlights as they continue to work. And this area is really shut down. The major streets around the warehouse have been shut down because police are coming in, firefighters are coming in. They're using a number of the streets to build support beams and other things to help stabilize the wall. You've got the media here as well. So a lot of folks have been coming by to look at what's going on, to try to get a glimpse of it. Driving by very slowly, standing on street corners trying to see, and they really can't see a whole lot except the very top of the warehouse from a block or so away. There is a small memorial that has been set up now that people have been bringing flowers. And then you get outside this general area, and it's life is normal. Kids are going to school today. The streets are open. People are going to work. But in this area, everybody knows what happened on Friday night, and obviously they were all impacted by it.
Now, there have been just not very many. I think the last count was 11 people identified, 11 victims identified so far. Any word on where those victims that have been identified might be from, Alex?
Yeah, most of them are from Oakland. One is from Walnut Creek. There may have been one from Southern California. The number keeps growing. But of the 11, they have positively identified them. They have been able to notify their family members. They want to notify the families before they put out the names, obviously.
Yeah.
And then we don't know where the foreign victims are going to come from. We've known from the beginning that they believe that they have victims from other countries. Where exactly, they haven't made it clear, but they're going to have to deal with working with those countries and laws for notification there as well. And they're going to continue to do the identification today. It will take some time, but they're telling families that if you have somebody who is missing, to keep DNA preserved, to keep a toothbrush, to keep a brush, a hairbrush, in a brown paper bag that they could use as DNA to identify these bodies as they're being pulled out.
Well, I know, Alex, you're going to continue to be busy in that area for probably the foreseeable future. I want to thank you so much for spending some time and getting KSRO listeners up to speed on the latest from Oakland. Thanks, Alex.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Always good to come home to KSRO.
Always good to have you here.